This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, January 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins faces Senate Ag. OMB pick bashes public assistance. And Trump threatened Russia on tariffs. Rollins heads to Capitol Hill. Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins is on Capitol Hill today for her confirmation hearing with the Senate Ag Committee. She's expected to face questioning about bird flu, biofuel policy, and nutrition assistance, among other issues. In her opening statement, a portion of which was obtained by AgriPulse, Rollins is set to emphasize immediately and comprehensively containing ongoing animal disease outbreaks. She will also pledge to serve all of agriculture and all Americans, as well as ensuring that $31 billion in disaster aid and economic assistance authorized by Congress in December is distributed to producers, quote, as quickly and efficiently as possible. Rollins says in her statement, quote, I fully recognize that if I am confirmed, I'm stepping into this role during one of the most economically challenging times in American agriculture. You can check AgriPulse.com today for coverage of Rollins' confirmation hearing. The Senate Finance Committee has announced its confirmation as well next Wednesday for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Secretary of HHS. House Ag Committee's David Scott facing re-election challenge. Georgia Democrat Representative David Scott, who lost his leadership role on the House Ag Committee last month, now facing a primary challenge in the 2026 general election. Emmanuel Jones, a Georgia state senator, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he plans to run regardless of whether Scott decides to seek a 13th term next year. Next in Trump's tariff sights, Russia. President Donald Trump's tariff sights turned on Russia yesterday as he threatened new duties unless President Vladimir Putin ends the war in Ukraine. In a Truth Social post, Trump noted that Russia's economy is struggling and threatened, quote, it's only going to get worse if we don't make a deal and soon. Trump warned that he would implement, quote, high levels of taxes, tariffs, and sanctions on anything being sold by Russia to the United States, and hinted at cooperating with other countries on measures. Now, why is that important for ag? Well, the International Food Policy Institute estimates Russia provides 20% of global potash fertilizer supplies. Around 9% of U.S. potash imports come from Russia. Russia also increased its phosphate exports in 2021 to 2023, but U.S. imports from a major Russian phosphate supplier already face nearly 20% duties. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. OMB pick calls social programs benefit hammock. Trump's pick to lead the Office of Management and Budget for a second time, Russell Vaught, says federal assistance programs have become, quote, a benefit hammock, and increasingly so in the aftermath of COVID. Vaught, co-author of Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's blueprint for Trump's second term, also said at his confirmation hearing that, quote, you can get sizable levels of reforms that can lead to a balanced budget. The chair of the House Budget Committee, Jody Arrington of Texas, has floated proposals to cut the cost of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program substantially by tightening eligibility and rolling back changes to the economic model used to set benefits. SNAP also came up in a meeting of House GOP members yesterday, where committee chairs outlined ways to cut spending, a lawmaker said. By the way, Senate Budget Committee member Pete Ricketts of Nebraska asked Vaught if he would commit to ensuring EPA is, quote, following the law and administering the renewable fuel standard. Yes, sir, Vaught said. Trump administration goes after DEI efforts. The Trump administration is taking steps to eliminate all federal efforts aimed at increasing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. In initial guidance sent to the agency heads on Tuesday, Office of Personnel Management Acting Director Charles Ezel said agencies should notify, quote, all employees of DEIA offices that they're being placed on paid administrative leave effective immediately as the agency takes steps to close and end all DEIA initiatives, offices, and programs. The memo also said agencies should, quote, withdraw any final or pending documents, directives, orders, materials, and equity plans issued by the agency in response to an executive order from former President Joe Biden on equity in the federal workplace. That would appear to include USDA's 2023 Equity Action Plan. But the link we're providing may not work by the time you see this. The memo also says agencies should, quote, take down all outward-facing media, including websites and social media accounts of DEIA offices. Argentina reduces trade barriers for U.S. food products. The Argentinian government has simplified procedures for importing food products, easing frictions for U.S. exporters. Food products arriving in the country previously had to meet the product and packaging standards outlined in the Argentine Food Code. A statement from the Ministry of Health says products certified in countries with high health surveillance will automatically be recognized under the code. The U.S. listed among several countries to set to benefit from the changes. The decree also eased domestic regulations on exports. We seek cheaper food for Argentines and more Argentine food for the world, Federico Sergenegas, the country's minister for deregulation and state transformation, said in a post to X. AAFCO formally approves new animal feed ingredient review pathway. State feed control officials have approved a new pathway for reviewing new feed ingredients in collaboration with Kansas State University Olathe Innovation Campus. The pathway will replace a partnership the agency previously had with FDA that ended last year. The K-State Olathe Innovation Campus will provide scientific review on feed ingredients, a role FDA had filled. Here's today's final word. Biofuel producers remain unclear on the road ahead for the 45Z credit for clean fuel producers. Industry leaders are pushing the Trump administration to provide certainty as soon as possible. I've talked to producers this week that just want us to tell them, what does this mean and how do I sell my gallons now? And we don't have an answer for them, Donnell Rehagen, CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America, said, speaking at the group's annual meeting in San Diego. We need to have that guidance. We need to have it firmed up. We need to have it in the form of a final rule. We need to have that very soon. Very soon. Finally, here's a correction. Jeffrey Hall will succeed Vincent Logan as chair and CEO of the Farm Credit Administration, not continuous chair as we reported January 21st. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, January 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.